Google shutting down Assistant on Android on September 4th and replacing it with Gemini is the end of a decade-long experiment in voice assistant technology. Google Assistant launched in 2016 as a conversational interface that was genuinely ahead of its time. It could understand context, handle follow-up questions, and integrate deeply with Android's app ecosystem. But it was built on a pre-transformer architecture that couldn't scale the way large language models could. Gemini isn't just a newer version of Assistant. It's a fundamentally different kind of system.
The user experience transition is going to be bumpy for some people. Tens of millions of Android users have routines built around Assistant, alarm setting, smart home controls, navigation commands. Gemini does all of those things, but the interaction paradigm is different. The bigger question is what happens to the third-party integrations that developers built for Assistant. Google has given developers until September 4th, which is a tight timeline.
DuckDuckGo's satirical sunglasses selling out is a story I genuinely love. The $35 normal fucking sunglasses, no camera, no microphone, no AI, no connectivity, sold out completely as a piece of privacy protest merchandise aimed at Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses. The Ray-Bans allow wearers to take photos and video discreetly, and European privacy regulators have been increasingly hostile to them. DuckDuckGo's product is a joke that's also a genuine commentary on surveillance creep. The sellout suggests the market for privacy as identity is larger than most tech companies want to acknowledge.
The ex-product chief Nikita Beer stepping down after 1 year is the latest in a long line of departures from that platform. Beer came from the viral consumer app world. He built Gas and TBH before those were acquired, and was supposed to help Musk's team understand how to build product experiences that generate organic engagement rather than controversy. After 1 year and presumably significant internal friction, he's out. The product roadmap at X remains chaotic, and the advertiser exodus that began in late 2023 has never fully reversed.
Blue Origin, identifying the BE4 engine valve as the cause of the new Glenn explosion, gives that program a specific problem to solve rather than a systemic mystery. Engine valve failures are serious but recoverable. They're the kind of discrete mechanical issue that a focused engineering effort can address. The question is whether Blue Origin's launch cadence can recover in time to compete for the contracts that SpaceX has been winning during the downtime. Jeff Bezos has committed more personal capital to Blue Origin than virtually any other project, but the program has been chronically slow relative to its original timelines.
The FBI deploying a counter-drone task force to the Spokane wildfires is a story about the collision between consumer technology and emergency response. Unauthorized drones near wildfire zones aren't a minor inconvenience. They ground air tankers and helicopters that drop retardant, which can directly cost lives when fire lines are active. The unit deployed was the same one that guarded FIFA World Cup matches in Seattle, which has electromagnetic and radio frequency interdiction capabilities. Using a security unit developed for a sporting event to manage wildfire drone interference is an improvised solution to a problem that didn't exist 10 years ago.
Physics PhDs leaving the U.S. at a record rate in 2025. The share departing within 6 months of graduation, nearly doubling from 16 to 29%, is a quiet crisis that connects directly to the I stories we've been covering all episode. Physics PhD graduates are a primary talent pipeline for AI research, quantum computing, and advanced semiconductor design. If 29% of them are leaving the U.S. within 6 months of graduating, that talent is flowing somewhere, presumably to Europe, Canada, the U.K., and increasingly to well-funded research hubs in Singapore and South Korea. The causes cited in the AIP report are likely a mix of visa uncertainty, political climate, and funding cuts to academic research. Whatever the cause, the output is a measurable reduction in the advanced technical talent pool available to U.S. companies.